Thursdays at 8:30, we hear from Marianne Combs from NPR News. She brings us the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
Wow, well, that's a nice sort of, that's a nice good morning.
That was very comforting.
It was very, very comforting. It's very sort of, you know, Glenda the Good Witch. Good morning. You've always had the power to go home. It was very nice.
Just click your heels three times.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No, how are you doing? Like home. There's no place like the morning show here on The Current. Mm. I love being here with you guys.
So thank you.
It's true. It's true. You're the highlight of my day. It's all downhill from here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry to hear that.
No.
Let's hope your boss down in news is not listening.
Oh, hi. Actually, he does listen. Oops.
All right. Well, it's been nice having you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been great. No. So I am kind of amazed as I look at these pages before me and from all the stuff that I've culled from this weekend's events at what a rich, rich arts landscape we have here. I mean, just look at this. We have Ananya Dance Theater, who I have followed for, like close to 10 years now. Ananya Dance Theater is, Ananya Chatterjee leads this dance company. And for the past 4 years, every year they've been putting on a production about something to do with women's work and lives and also, you know, how they are struggle against certain things. And over the past 4 years, those things have been, she's looked at, you know, the systemic violence that's brought into women's lives through land, gold, oil. And this latest one, Mahona, is about water. And it's about, you know, what she sees is the coming political battle over water, clean drinking water. And we're already seeing that playing out in certain countries where people are supposed to pay for drinking water. Mm-hmm. And then also about pollution. And so her dancers take all of this information and they really study this and meet with people and learn more, watch documentaries, and then they just embody it all in their movement. They create movement that's all about what's going on with these stories. And it just is an amazing emotional experience that plays on all these issues. So Mahona this weekend, that's at the O'Shaughnessy. And just it's the 20th and 21st. So what, that's
tomorrow,
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of Friday and Saturday things here.
Okay.
Which is also another great dance performance this weekend, Jokeval and the Flying Foot Forum. Amazing and also rather percussive, actually more percussive I'd say than Ananya, but Ananya has her very percussive moments, but lots of foot stomping rhythm. And they're going to be presenting a sneak peek into three new full evening works that they're working on right now. So they're presenting excerpts, including one of Alice in Wonderland, which they're going to be premiering next year at the Ordway Children's Festival. So, and then they're also going to pull excerpts from three major works from the past. So there's like three look back, three look in the future. But they're always just so high energy and fun and just really, yeah.
Jokeval has danced at the New Standards Holiday Show.
Which was amazing.
It was a great.
Yeah.
It was one of the dancers.
It's, and his friends were on stage. Yeah, I heard that. I saw pictures from that and I was very sad I was not there. But, and then, okay, so at the Guthrie, this weekend, How to Be a Korean Woman, written and performed by Soonmi Shomet, who is really just a local wealth of talent. She's a actress. She's a writer, playwright. She is doing the show about her own search for her birth mother. There are thousands, tens of thousands of Asian American adoptees in Minnesota. And I think about, I want to say the number I saw online was about half of them are Korean American. So you have all these young Korean adoptees now in their 30s and 40s, but you are going back and finding their parents, or you're going on search to reconnect with their families in Korea. And so she went back and did this. She went to look for her family and she connected with a whole network of other people who are looking for their parents. And it's just an amazing story, at times hilarious, at times tragic. But she's taken the show to Korea and performed it there for people who are looking for their parents. Mm-hmm. So really amazing show. That's at the Guthrie this weekend. And then finally, I couldn't just choose, so I snuck in another one. Equilibrium Spoken Word at the Loft presents Liberian Youth Finding Empowerment. This is local spoken word artist E.G. Bailey have been working with these Liberian youth to sort of help tell their own stories through spoken word. So they're having an evening. It's the sort of the results of their year-long spoken word immersion program for first and second generation Liberian youth, and they're reclaiming their cultural narratives, and they're going to be performing at the Loft. So pretty amazing event, and that's this weekend. I find out more details at the Loft website, but, you know, local library and youth retelling their stories through spoken word. So
nice. Great stuff, as always. Very solid lineup of
amazing,
very, very quality,
rich, diverse,
rich choices this weekend.
Textures, dance, spoken word, theater.
Amazing. Thank you, Marianne. And your enthusiasm and your knowledge brings it to it sounded sarcastic, but I wasn't. I was being completely serious. Brings it to life here for us. So thank you so much, as always.
Just the tip of the iceberg.
If we could just pay back the love you were sending us this morning at the beginning of the segment. We appreciate it. No, really, I'm serious. Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog for NPRnews.org. Catch it over there. And she comes in and joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup. We will see you next time.
You bet.
Marianne, go. Where's your thing?
Marianne, go
away.
Where's
the music? Where's the music?
Here I am, walking away.
Where's the music?
I'm walking away now.
Oh, we see Marianne walking away.